Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? YDBT Daily. Oh, yes. Someone done stepped in it. Someone done didn't mention my name. Cowardly. Did not mention my name. Because if you were thinking someone is going to talk about me, I would hope that my name get mentioned. But I think they were trying to be coy with it. Maybe they thought it wouldn't get out there. But come on, guys. The Amory was 100% on it. I got sent notifications, clips, everything, this and this and that. And I said, wait a minute. This sounds like two people that literally listen to my show day in and day out and just regurgitate it to the Stay Hard podcast that's been out there putting out misinformation left and right. So today we're going to talk about the story of two stands. Apparently, Rob Shoemaker and Boyd Bunbera went on the Stay Hard podcast, and apparently they, unbeknownst to me, are holding some kind of grudge, and they know every single little thing I have said. And today what I'm going to do is I'm going to spell out what I think is really going on. I will tell you why I think Boyd might have beef with me. Fuck, I don't think about him for a second. And I will tell you the story of how Rob Shoemaker said that I don't know shit, I'm misinformed, I'm stupid, but I'm going to give you guys my background of how I came to be, and I will give you what I think is his background and how he came to be. And by the way, this is a two with a two-car garage with a walk-in closet, two-bedroom, two-bath, dining room, living room, kitchen, laundry, two with two-car garage. So I don't know. Every time someone says one-bedroom studio, I kind of chuckle. We'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about the EPA getting its budget cut, but not before a Yahoo article starts talking about what they're doing to specifically target the automotive and racing industry. But as always, we'll do it after Mr. Bill O'Reilly says to do it live.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Absolutely. Okay, P-Mask. Nick James of P-Mask. All these companies that you see right here somehow suck. According to Rob Shoemaker, every single one of these companies that you see on my screen right now are trash. According to Rob Shoemaker, P-Mask, Nick James of P-Mask, thank you very much for being the best holder intake on the market. You need to have forms down, forms.com, the best online parts house that Rob Shoemaker hates. That's right, he hates you. So buy stuff from DNA High Performance, PartFarm.com. Hey, again, PartFarm, he thinks you're junk. He thinks all the stuff you sell there is trash. He hates everyone on this chat. To Auto Solution, Rami Zaidan, To Auto Solution. He doesn't know you, but he thinks you fucking suck anyway. Calamar Transmission, CalamarTransmission.com. Balak Industries, Damian Barato, did you know he hates you? Fuck! Imagine having Balak wheels and Rob hating this show so much that he hates you by proxy. And MFP of Australia, MFP, the best crank supports on the planet that Pro Charger absolutely copied 100%. Only after they saw his little drawings did they say, hey, this looks pretty good, and it started showing up on their kits. We got, oh Jesus, Leon Phelps, we got Travis, Click Plop the Horse, Clean 93 GT, Ken Phillips, Gallo Bravo, Amongst Hello, Douche Did It, Monty 540, Joe Switch, Gallo Bravo, Ken Phillips again, Victor Chardon, Flow 99, Let's Go, Brandon Bondo Bird in the house. What's up, Bondo Bird? D-Rock, B. Levesh, Paul Ponthieu, Bondo Bird again, Desmond, Paul Ponthieu, your dad, D-Rock Fox, Garage Built Coyote, The Wolf, your dad again, Andro, Leadfoot, Bondo, Dane, Donkey Nuxo with the, but he's got a Pro Charger, so his crank is about to snap. Mocky Mock, Bryson Witt, Juan Salinas, Nixon Tarpio, Juan Salinas again, Maynard, Izzy R, Bryson Witt, Harley Toquache Mode, Bondo Bird again, Starkey's, YouTube Grub and a Free Speech, 2JZ, Black Cat Valley, 10 Speed, oh yeah, stop it. Dixon, Bryson Witt, Dixon, Juan Salinas again, the, Dalton Dale, the names are fucking great. Steven, TJ Sikorsky, Steven Mitchell again, Rob Style, Robo Style, DeMarcus Slow, Sean Bryson with Dixon, the shit. Bondo Bird, 1,000 times. Let's get all the way to the bottom. We'll start talking about this stupid fucking thing that went on. It's funny. Craig Walls, what's up, brother? Ian Oz, Ken Phillips, Terminator, Evan Smith, Dynamite, DeMarcus, Lex Luthor, Nardi Mercado, Recon 50, That 427 Dude, Rad Dad, The Shit, Public, Chicken Tender, Sub, The Best Sandwich. It's like the sandwich of Florida. Itchy Bison, Duncan, Low and Slow, Matt Hatter, Joe Swiss, TJ Sikorsky, Anthony Ivan D, and Dirty Mike Performance. Okay, so Rob Shoemaker, I went on the Stay Hard podcast with Boyd Bunbera, and they basically talked Mustang stuff and talking about top tier tuner, which is hilarious because in my opinion, Rob is no better than, let's say, Bama tuning. Right. Let's. I think actually Bama Tuning has better access to more files, and I think they're a more legit company because they've been around longer, and they have a background, at least, in tuning. So they went in there and started talking about all this stuff. And the funny thing is they started defending On3 Performance. And I thought, wait a minute, where the fuck's that coming from? Like, On3 Performance? I mean, on this show, what have we said? Guys, get on the chat and tell me what I think On3 Performance is. There's been three key points that I have mentioned about the company On3 Performance, right? It's the fitment. It's not good. You got to put it on three times. And I would joke that that's how they got their name. On3 Performance got their name by putting it on three times. Why? Fitment issues. How do I know they have fitment issues? I tune for a living. I tuned initially for Lund, then VMP, then Lund again. And I'll tell you how I got my background and got noticed by the tuning industry. That you got to put exactly, Santa got to go fast. Fitment sucks, but it makes power. Every single time I've talked about On3, I said, fitment sucks, and it makes good power. So get it if you want and modify it. Bang it around, heat up the flange, bang out the primary on the steering shaft. It'll make power, it's cheap, and it might last you a couple of years depending on how the turbos hold up and how they get oiled. No problem. Hey, there. But apparently, he thinks that I have like a vendetta against him. And imagine how he defended. Listen up. This is how he defended On3 Performance. He said, this guy's out there shit-talking On3 Performance. And then he parrots exactly what I say. Listen up.
I know Chad, the owner, is a personal friend of mine. He has worked, I know him.
Hey, let's go back.
It's really where we're at. People are going to shit-talk Hellion. Not Hellion, I'm sorry. We just talked about this earlier, and I'm going to bring it up right now.
Dude, right off the rip, you might have problems. Health problems, you really don't look good. And I'm not saying this just to make fun of you. I think this is a culmination. You're drinking, you're having fun, whatever. You're not healthy looking. So you got to get that shit tightened up, buddy.
There's an individual that we both know.
Yeah.
Was out here shit talking On3 Performance. You know On3 Performance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they make turbo kits. Are they made in America? No. Absolutely not.
Are they made in America? Absolutely not. That's how he's defending On3.
No.
Do they work well? Yeah.
Just like I've said, they make power.
They have fitment issues? Sometimes.
Imagine, this is how you're defending On3 Performance.
Absolutely not.
No.
Do they again.
Work performance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they make turbo kits. Are they made in America? No. Absolutely not.
No.
Do they work well? Yeah. Do they have fitment issues? Sometimes.
Guys, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. That's your defense of On3? The exact same thing I've said about On3? The exact same thing I've said about On3 since the beginning of time. Fitment issues, they make power, they're not made in the USA. That is how you defend. And then you went on and on saying, I'm ball can't. Basically, this is what he did. He went on personal attacks. Now, it's one thing to say Alex's opinion is not good because it's not coming from a good place. Let's back it up. Let's talk about my background and how did I get into the tuning industry. Go all the way back. At 16 years old, I worked at factories and automation facilities where in maintenance. And what I did was basically fix, rebuild, and maintain reciprocating automation equipment. That's air compressors. That's air handlers, that's hydraulic equipment. I did that for 5 years, 16 to 21. At 22 years old, I became a millwright. A millwright is basically, and I'm saying a mechanical engineer, not someone that draws up the stuff, someone that literally designs, fixes, diagnoses all sorts of mechanical equipment. I was responsible for going to nuclear power plants, coal-fired power plants, and gas-fired power plants, factories, automation, tons of factories, you name it, water treatment systems, which is basically flow. And my task was to maintain, diagnose, fix, repair, or bring back to spec all of their equipment. We're talking turbines. We're talking centrifugal pumps, reciprocating pumps. We're talking diaphragm pumps. We're talking steam turbine pumps. We're talking tolerances at the volute, tolerances at the wearing, tolerances at the impeller. So I have a, and I did that for 15 years. 15 years. So I have chops. What does chops mean? A background in how things are built. So that is how I came to the conclusion that the On3 kit isn't a quality kit. I went, it looks cheap. Flow, look at what they did to the steering shaft. They notched it here. That's going to restrict flow, but they seem to make power. I personally wouldn't buy them. Plain and simple. So we tune them all the time. Tons of false knock because things are rubbing. But once those are mitigated, it's okay. So my opinion comes from almost 20 years of mechanical engineering experience. And then I got on Facebook when I was 36 or 37 years old. And I started talking about tuning. I started talking about my theories. I went on forums. And guess what? My theories and thought processes were so accurate, people thought I was a tuner. How are you getting your information? How do you know about this? How do you know about that? I don't understand it. So I go, I don't know. This is what I suspect happens in the industry with these parts based on my 20 years of mechanical experience, basically mechanical engineering, a millwright. I've done it all. Air handlers, we're talking, you name it. I've done it all. So a car ain't shit. Car stuff? Car stuff is pussy shit. Car stuff is not difficult to figure out. Car stuff is gay. It's easy. And then Lund Racing noticed me. Lund Racing offered me a job. They said, move to Palm Beach. I moved to Palm Beach to a 2-2 down in the center of Palm Beach. And I worked out of there by myself. Girlfriend came over. Shit went down with your previous employer, Rob Shoemaker. And then I was out of a job for a little bit because I didn't want to move to Pennsylvania. Senior gave me the opportunity to move to Pennsylvania. He wanted me in the company so bad based on my work ethic and background and my chops that he said, I will pay you more money to move to Pennsylvania. Oh, I said, I really don't want to move to Pennsylvania. I kind of moved here and I'm good. So vaya con Dios. And that went away. VMP, another company, picked me up and said, hey, you can work remotely as long as you come up here a couple of times a week. And I learned from Joe Goodenough. Actually, that would be the best teacher I had at that time, Joe Goodenough. So I worked at VMP and I did VMP stuff. Then I wasn't getting paid enough at VMP. I was only making $45,000 a year. And Lund Racing needed somebody. And they said, would you be willing to come work for us remotely? So I was a sought after individual based on my chops, not my shit talking. Based on my chops. What did you do, Rob Shoemaker, before you started tuning? Can anyone tell me? Can anyone tell me on the chat how he got into the tuning game? Was he a mechanical engineer? Did he go to school for some kind of computing? Did he do any kind of coding? Did he do any kind of anything with anything? And then all of a sudden, he coalesced out of the ether. He just materialized like a Star Trek transporter beam, and he is now a coyote tuner. Okay, so now we know what your chops are. Nothing, and then you became a tuner. According to Bryson Witt, you worked at Toyota. According to Mike May, you worked as a Toyota tech. Okay, a mechanic for Toyota. So yeah, I totally can see you being a mechanic for Toyota and tuning coyotes. Or a guy that has insane mechanical ability and can translate that into something. So I was kind of blown away by that whole situation where he was like, he's just talking shit on the internet. And I'm like, I'm not talking shit on the internet. I actually have chops and a background for this stuff. And I'm constantly, you know, basically working for Lund, and they teach me their ways, and I've been supporting them. So now where does the shit talking start? I think it has to do with the people that are around him. Boyd was Kenny Bombera's kid. That's all I knew him as. Kenny Bombera's son when I worked at Bombera's for like 8 months. He also hangs out with Jared from Lethal. Rob Shoemaker does. As you can tell by the thumbnail, they seem to be pretty close. So those two don't like me. Jared doesn't like me because I make fun of the fact that he is selling the Whipple kit as a pump gas kit that makes 800 horsepower that runs 10.5, by the way. 10.5. And Boyd, this is what I suspect Boyd is mad about, because fuck, that name don't even enter my fucking head. When he was running his 10R80 NA car, and he was running like in the 9th, he was Luntune. And from what I remember, he was at the track very late. 11, 12, you know how Houston, Louisiana, all those tracks, you can be racing pretty late. And he was out there on M5, which is like a nitro mixed methanol stuff, you know, like being really aggressive, and he didn't have enough fuel system. I think he had LU-47s and a booster pump or something, and he was trying to make it happen with his car. So I think he wanted data logging and tuning support. Junior's asleep. If you don't schedule it with Lund Racing, if you don't schedule it ahead of time and pay the $400 or $500, don't expect somebody to be up at anything past 4:30 in the afternoon to get tuning support. So apparently, from what I remember, he wasn't happy about that. He felt like he should get more support. So he reaches out to Rob Shoemaker. And wouldn't you know it, Rob Shoemaker is dying to make Lund look bad. Dying. What? Why else would you go out of your way to tune late at night or at an off hours to get a car you know was being Lund tuned, Rob? It's funny how you the things you did against Lund, but then you're texting Lund all the time. That's the funny thing. Because I know about that. And the car went a better number. It did burn up a couple of spark plugs, but that's neither here or there. So now I see that. And I go, okay, I think that's a kind of a not a good look. Because if you're going to be Lund-tuned, I think you should give us the right of, you know, taking it all the way and then notify us, hey, I'm going to go with Rob. I'm more comfortable with Rob. I don't think there would have been any issue. Lund would have said, okay, just take our file off of that shit, make sure he doesn't suck it off, and have fun. But he didn't tell us, and one day he said, set a new record with Rob Shoemaker tuning. So what am I going to do? I'm going to defend Lund because I work for Lund. So if somebody's going out there making Lund look bad, of course, a guy from my background, and I got Lund's back fucking 100%, I'm not going to let anybody make Lund look bad at all. Because although he's not that important in the grand scheme of things, in Houston, people know him. So some people might be like, oh, let me get tuned by the people you're fucking with now. So then I went out there and said, this is bullshit. I don't like this. And he got salty. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't see what you did was kind of weird? You don't think what you did was kind of a bad look for Lund? And I went in there and defended Lund. So now him and Rob are butt buddies. Lethal and Rob are butt buddies. So what is the common enemy of those two? Apparently, me. But the funny thing is, everything they said in that podcast parrots what this show says. When they asked him what's the difference between the S650 and the S550, he said, it's Gen 3.5. What did we say on the show? It's Gen 3.5 because it's not a Gen 4. And then I said that the dual cold air intakes are an emissions anti-tampering device. And guess what? He goes, oh, yeah, it's emissions. I'm going to start throwing punches in the air. So I don't think he has an actual axe to grind. I think he has peer pressure of people around him and say, you're going to be the guy that's going to talk shit because you're a tuner and we think you could talk shit pretty good. So maybe you can go after Alex. And then in that same Stay Hard podcast, he says, everyone on this chat is a fucking retard. Everyone on this chat he hates. Everyone on this chat is, you know, goofy or whatever. Does he know the people that are on this chat? Does he understand the people in this industry that like what I got going on? The people in this industry that pretty much, you know, kind of like co-sign on everything I do. The amount of people we've helped, the kind of the amount of parts I've given people, the people that want to be a sponsor of this show, but sometimes it doesn't work out because it's conflicting. Like, you don't think if Lethal and I were on good terms, they would want to be a sponsor of this show? But we have history, but I've never spoken that name. I've never spoken that name. But now, apparently, that whole, you know, pussy party over there seems to be pissed off that I'm doing well, and they'll try to dig at me by saying, oh, you know, the guy from On3 Performance has a Performante and a Richard Mille. And I'm like, wait, that impresses you? A Performante twin turbo car and a Richard Mille? That's the measure of success? Not how you live your life, not if you're honest, not if you have integrity. And if we're going to pocket watch, let's pocket watch. I got an Escalade, a ZR1. I got a Notchback. I got a GT500. I'm getting the car ready for a roll cage. And I have an S197. All on the road. All registered. So if you want a pocket watch, go ahead. Do the math on that shit. And I live in a 2-2. And I have a two-car garage. So it's really goofy and weird to me that he would try to go after somebody that is doing 10 times better than him. And you're using my criticisms of On3 as the defense of On3. Like, mind blown. Absolutely mind blown. So, I've never met him in person and have him say, fuck you, I got beef with you, let's knuckle up or something. Never. Last time I met him was Mod. Nazi. Hey, buddy! Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool. Hey, you tune, I tune, cool story. So it was really goofy, like the whole podcast situation, and it was all about me and just calling me names. But basically in the same podcast, he used all of my talking points on this show. If you literally listen to the show nonstop, you would say what they said. I mean, they literally said everything that I said about the S650, S550, Coyote Motors, all this stuff. And I have a savings account. How many of you guys have a project car and it is bleeding you dry? Like, oh, fuck this fucking car. I got the GT500, the engine let go. It's got a badass T56. Okay, getting that worked on. Oh, I got a Fairmont putting a 10-point in it, mini tub and front half. I'm getting that worked on. I got a ZR1 up at Ben Callimer's right now. I'm getting a clutch, a RPS clutch, and a brand new transmission installed. Come on. Please, please stop it. That's the other thing. Calling me names but couldn't say my name. Like, if you're going to call me out, just say my name. So then I know you're talking about me. And then now it is a personal thing. If you're going to make it personal, I'd hope you know me on a personal level to say anti, you know, Alex stuff. Because you don't know me on a personal level. Hell, no offense to people on the chat. Nobody on the chat knows me on a personal level. But to try to attack my character because you're defending On3 by parroting the stuff that I said against On3 was actually pretty interesting. So I was going to look up the EPA article. Someone sent it to me on email. So I'll do that because we can get off of that situation. And we'll talk about it. I'll read the chat comments and everything when I get back to it. But I want to read this. Give me my half hour of talking shit. And then we can go from there. So this is an article on Yahoo that was sent to me on email. That was very, very well written. So basically, the EPA is targeting aftermarket car modifications. And this was put out there like 2 days ago. And we can start it right around here. There's an idea, the second event, citing these two examples. Wasn't there more up here? I think starting up here, there was an issue. Citing two examples, it says read, story continues. Okay, so targeting an industry right here. It is in that light that we take a hard look at how the EPA is treating the aftermarket automotive parts industry, specifically when it comes to anything it considers to be an emissions defeat device. Just what is such a thing? According to the enforcement alert issued by the EPA in 2020, examples of such parts, and they just name a bunch of bullshit. It says that's quite a list of potential defeat devices. If you're realizing pretty much every powertrain intake and exhaust modification could fall under that laundry list, you're starting to catch on what's happening. Of course, the EPA has provided some clarification about certain items it considers defeat devices. In a memo issued November 3, 2020, it says that tuners that change the ECU might be an illegal aftermarket defeat device, the use of installation of which might constitute illegal tampering. Hopefully that makes everything crystal clear. But no, it makes everything even more foggy. In that same memo, the EPA does let everyone know that there's no point during the life of the car when tampering with the emissions-related devices as defined by the agency is okay. Meaning, according to the EPA, it is not okay to put a turbo kit on your Mustang. It is not okay to put a blower on your Mustang. It's not okay to put LU-47s on your Mustang, according to the EPA. Even if you pull the engine from another equipment from a vehicle that's been wrecked, if you still have to play by the rules as defined by the EPA. It gets even better. The Texas Commission of Environmental Quality released a document called Tampering of Emissions Controls. It spells out how even adding a turbocharger to a vehicle could be considered an emissions defeat device because it's not originally certified by the car. Of course, you can produce federally approved testing, which shows emissions don't increase with that specific configuration, but then you get an exception. Otherwise, you could be facing crippling fees or even criminal prosecutions. And this is a very recent article. And in the enforcement, they're talking about levies being fined. Borla was fined $1,022,000 in 2022 for the sin of manufacturing and selling aftermarket exhaust designed for the removal of catalytic converters. Now, one thing I've done on this show is ring the EPA bullshit bell because, you know, I'm such a bad guy. I'm such a dumbass. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I tried to tell people that free-flown exhaust, it's not a way of getting around it. But the word catalyte, let's be honest, the word catalyte sets off alarm bells nonstop. So I'm kind of blown away that people still show you 24 Mustangs with Whipples installed without catalytic converters and post numbers. That is a big parts company, and that could be a target. And all they have to do is play the clip and then see the power number and visit the facility. All the EPA has to do is visit the facility and go, where's that 24 Mustang you guys got posted up? Oh, there it is. Jack it up. Where are the cats? What are these headers? What is going on? Oh, no, but the kid's carb legal. Cool, but the car isn't. So then they start checking your parts. They start going. They do a request for information, an RFI. And then when you get a request for information, you have to provide that to the EPA. And then the EPA, based on what you provided, starts backtracking what you had on websites since 1990 or some shit, I don't know. And then start going, well, based on your current sales of these parts and the fact that you can backtrack that you had cat deletes, all this stuff, off-road H-pipes and all this stuff on your website passed, because let's be honest, the Clean Air Act was enacted in what, the 60s or early 70s. So they can literally say, you got to pay a $2 million fine because they can go retroactive. Now, Mike Johnson, we talked about voting. We talked about voting. You have to vote at least conservative, not Republican. You have to vote conservative. It could be independent. It could be a libertarian, not a Democrat ever. If you are in the automotive and racing industry, and you can't pop off publicly about shit that you're doing, especially things like drag and drive events. Drag and drive events are literally self-snitch events. And I've told you guys that from the beginning. But I'm such a dumbass and a bad person that I don't try to help people. I am blown away by the industry. This industry, when I came from the industrial world and I stepped into this industry, it is trash. Trash. Most of the industry is fucking trash. And the Stay Hard podcast highlighted trash people that talk out of their cocksucker, not knowing what the fuck they're talking about, parroting what I'm saying, criticizing the kit in defense of the kit. And another guy is salty that I defended Lund and said, you ain't gonna do this shit on my watch. But if I go away, what are you guys stuck with? You guys are stuck with believing everything everyone tells you. So that is pretty crazy. Yeah, so Carter's TV, that I'm going to leave alone because that's not my business. His relationship with Ken is his relationship with Ken. I like how he says he gave him tips. No, he gave you complete files. Complete files. Like 11 to 17 is, you know what that is. 18 and up, I would say it's all Ken stuff. Like 18 and up, I would say it's all Ken stuff. And then think about it. And I'm gonna mention something about owning the vehicle you tune. How many of you on the chat can recount the vehicles that I've had that are relevant to the tuning that we do? Go. People on the chat, post the vehicles that I have personally owned that we tune at Lund. Let's start. Gen 1 Mustang. I had the black car, Gen 1 Mustang. Went like a 10-1, nothing crazy. Cool little car. Then I had a Gen 2 red car. So I R&D'd the shit out of Gen 1, Gen 2 Auto, 6R80, the red car right behind me. Rest in peace, dead dad. Gen 3 manual. I was the first Gen 3 19, because it is different. The calibration is different in 19 because of the downshift rev matching, to be ever tuned by Lund. I bought the vehicle to R&D it. So I bought a Gen 1. I bought a Gen 2. I bought a Gen 3. I bought an 18 F-150. What have you owned? If you're in this industry and you haven't owned the vehicle you're tuning, how are you vetting the file? How are you developing the file? How are you coming across issues customers have on your personal vehicle and finding the fix on your personal vehicle? Oh, and I have a 14 GT500. That's right. My file goes out to anyone that has cams, a Kennebell 168, gets my file. Bada bing, bada boom. And lifestyle, absolutely. I had an 18 F-150 10 R80 car. How do you think the PCM tech stuff got developed on F-150s? Obviously, Junior's doing the bulk of it. But on my vehicle that I bought because I invested in me. So please, if you haven't owned the vehicle you tuned, everyone should be suspect of what you're tuning with. Everyone. Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, 10R80, and GT500. I have owned. And I wasn't asked to own it. Lund didn't tell me to buy it. I said, look, if I'm going to be the best at this game so I can serve the customers the best way possible, I have to own the vehicle and drive it every day. And I was the one that figured out that the intake cam phasing failure on 18 and up Mustangs is an oil pressure issue. Yes, there is a phase control because the oil passages are, I don't know, they can get clogged up or whatever. But every time I changed my oil in my 2019 Mustang, the idle dip went away. I made a video about it. I talked to you about it. And I make video tutorials. I make how to build series videos. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So before you open up your fat cocksucker, do your research as to my chops, what I've done in this industry, the cars I've owned in this industry, and what I offer to the customers and my employer, Lund Racing. Before you start saying, I'm talking shit, I got way more chops than most of the people in this industry, and I've owned personally more vehicles than most tuners have ever owned, as most tuners use customers as their test beds. So we can talk some shit now. So there you go. That's my response to you, Rob Shoemaker. I will name your name. I don't think you have a personal beef against me. I think you're surrounded by people that are using you as a shit-talking surrogate, and boy, did you take the bait. Oof. Did you take the bait? By the way, you said I have 500 people on the chat. It's 686 on a Thursday. On a Thursday. Jeez. Crazy. What did Santa got to go fast? What did Nardi say? Nardi McCarter. Rob and Ken owned customer cars that personally blew up and crashed at the track. Facts. Nardi McCarter says Rob and Ken owned customer cars that they personally blew up and crashed at the track. I didn't say it. He did. I'm just reading the chat. Hey, Rob, I know you're in here. We at 700, so keep that in mind next time you pop off. Oh, man. You think Lund's going to get a call? Oh, my God. If Lund gets a call from Rob, do you know how long he'll laugh? Junior might get a text. Hey, what the fuck? Why'd he go in like that? Well, you went in on him. And Alex never mentioned your name. Hell, Alex been sitting on stuff. And he never mentioned your name. He didn't have any intent on mentioning your boy's name. Like, at all. Like, why the fuck would I do that? What do I have to gain from giving people that nobody really knows status? Well, here it is. You talk shit about me, I'm going to reply. It's simple. Chuck Wierzynski says, love helping troubleshoot by phone. These guys had cams installed in an 18 Plus that didn't swap the cam seals. There you go. It's the same way ML somehow got a tune for an F1 Pro Charge GT50. Again, if you don't own the platform, how are you vetting the file? So I'll give you an example. I worked for VMP. I worked for Lund. Let's say I go, okay, hey, Lund, I'm going to go off on my own. The podcast is doing good, or the live stream is doing good, and I want to go off on my own. I understand I have a two-year non-compete, but is there a way of getting around that? And I will obviously mitigate, you know, whatever. So let's say we work out a deal because I want to go off on my own. I don't know what he'd do, but If the tuning looks suspect and EPA starts getting weird, I think he might let it happen. He might be like, hey, bro, go get your money. You know, what do you need? And I'm like, I don't need nothing. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get commercially available software. I'm going to buy a Gen 1. Actually, I have a Gen 1 auto. So I would vet that file. And I'd probably get a Gen 2 auto eventually, vet that file, and a Gen 3 auto and vet that. Because manual is not that big of a deal. Manual, it's not that big of a deal. So do the three autos, Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3. Own them, vet the file. Then I start offering Gen 1 tuning, Gen 2 tuning, Gen 3 tuning. I will be way backed up. I will be, not as advanced as the people that have been doing it from the get-go, but I would get my own files going. If you have never owned the vehicle and you work for one company one day, then you go off on your own and you still support all those platforms, all you have to do is put two and two together. I'm late to some ship, boy. Everyone knows. Look, I'm not calling him that. I'm just saying my chops are in mechanical engineering and millwriting. So I can look at a kit and go, this is not a good kit. This is a kit that needs some work, but it makes power. It's all good. And then On3 posted his video as a positive. Yes, On3 on Instagram posted his video as saying, man, thanks for supporting me. And in the video, he says, is it made in USA? No. Does it have fitment issues? Does it make power? Sure. Why didn't you just post the video I put up there? Because it's saying the exact same thing. Alice got me gapping, trick stroker cars. I literally had to pay tuition twice tuning because misinformation and marketing was too good. He just Eminem Benzino diss tracked him. Eminem nail in the coffin. They verifying the file because it ain't the file. He said two robs don't make a right. Oh my God. I was going to say it's only time until people start using your name to get exposure. And that is a feather on my cap. You got to understand, if you're irrelevant, you're irrelevant. You just stay in the gutter and nobody cares. If they want to think that I have a 1-1, let them think I got a 1. Like, you think my kitchen is in that hallway? That's a walk-in closet. Where's my kitchen if it's a 1-1? Where's Tony? Where do I sleep? Where do I sleep if this is a 1-1? on the floor. I sleep on the floor with an air mattress. I pump it up. That's right. But one thing I never did was had a roommate. I never had a roommate. I never couch surfed in my life. Stop it. Please stop it. Sunglasses inside. Why did he have sunglasses on inside? Like that was odd to me. But again, when you watch my Street Alpha podcast, which was done a week ago, I don't call anybody out. I give the guy information. I give the guy my thought process. I talk about tuning. Did I go on a podcast to go out of my way to call, to personally attack? You don't know me. Do you know me on a personal level? You think I'd be okay with that? Do you think I'd be cool with you calling me names? And the only time I met you, you were fucking sucking my dick, bro. You were literally like, hey, woo. And when I see you again, are you going to have the same energy? Because I'm like, oh, I guess you got beef with me. How do we settle this? Because apparently, unbeknownst to me, I live rent-free in your fucking head. Yellowstone property. And everything I say on this podcast that you think sucks and nobody watches, you repeat as factual information on that podcast. I'm blown away by that. So remember, if you're going to personally attack somebody, not their business practice, not their misinformation, not their work ethic, personal attacks, expect a reply. That's all. Imagine Patty Ryan. Oh, shit. Stop it, Ray Ray. Oh, my God. fastest NA car in Maryland is a Lanca. Look, again, he went in on personal attacks against me. I just think he's being used. And no offense to the people around him, it's kind of fucked up to do that, right? Let's look at it from his point of view. He leaves Palm Beach Dino, and he wants to tune on his own, which is sus, because what files does he have? Okay, now he's on an island, so he needs, it's probably a little slow for a little bit, so he leans on people. He's like, hey, man, I need you to support me. I need you to, push out the product, maybe become a dealer, maybe put my stuff on your website. People help him. But then It's a quid pro quo. It becomes a what are you going to do for me type thing. That's how I look at it. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Well, you know, this Alex thing and Whipple shit, it's pretty fucked up. I think someone should teach him a lesson. And he goes, really? Yeah. I don't know. I kind of agree with him. The car ran a 10.6. And no, fuck him. I called Lund and everything. And Lund said that he can't do nothing, which is bullshit. And then Whipple gave VMP the same the same kid I had. And they went, right? 700 viewers from one bedroom, 337 speed. I love you. You should do live streams. I'll return the favor. Thank you so much. Again, love the videos. 337 speed, a person that doesn't matter, likes a show, gave me a hundo. Thank you very much. They would never say anything in person, and that's my issue. I'm not looking to fight, but goddammit, I'll defend myself. So if you have this hate in your heart, because look, there's obviously stuff happening. You're a little, you don't look that good. And I'm not saying it just to be mean. You look bad. The way I tune my customers' cars is the way I live my life. Clean, tight, keep it good. Tons of work ethic. I'm 46. Show me 46-year-olds out there. You know how tough it is to stay in shape at this age? So there's a work ethic. There's a dedication. There's a certain way I live my life. And I definitely don't go out of my way to talk shit on people that don't deserve it if they're spreading out misinformation, especially personal attacks. When did you guys ever hear me say anything? Okay, put on the chat. How many times on this chat have I said anything negative about Rob Shoemaker Go? How many times on this chat have you heard me say anything negative about Boyd Bombera specifically? Go. Never. Fuck. Like, never. Literally never. I don't care. I talk EPA. I talk Jim Farley. I talk VMP. I talk Whipple. I talk industry related stuff. Someone says all the time. Muffler says all the time. Tell me about how it's hard to keep a gut off at this age. It's diet. I love you, bro. No more than 1,700 calories at this point a day. Anyone notice someone yellow skin? I'm not looking to do any of that stuff. You might be 46, but then calves look 25. Someone said he quit. Look, I have literally never mentioned him in a negative light on this podcast or live stream. I've literally never mentioned Boyd at all on this live stream. But then apparently they're walking around. It's Talking Shit Thursdays. Apparently they're walking around hurt because they think I have like a vendetta against them. Bro, I don't even think about you. But apparently Yellowstone is up there and I don't pay shit for that. Bro, worry about you. I'm going to give you guys some advice. And this is the best way you guys can move forward because fucking with me is not a good look. Forget on the personal level, like in person. That's not a good look. I have the eyes and ears of a lot of people. This show is kind of influential. I don't want to use it against you. I don't want to go out of my way and just focus on you and make it negative against you. But goddamn it, if I'm a vindictive asshole and I want you to lose business, I will burn it all to the ground, lose all my subscribers just to fuck with you. I am that vindictive of an asshole. And this show, I could say, hey, do you vendor for Homeboy? Yeah, cut him off. Who's giving you more money? Who's giving you more rep? Who's supporting you the most? I'll call in favors. But I don't want to do that. I don't need to do that. That's stupid. Go make your money. The pie's big enough. Worry about your customers. The fuck you got to name me for? And when I talked about On3, I talked factual stuff that you verified. Fitment sucks. Made in China, but they make power. Unreal. I watch you not read comments just to avoid throwing shade. I've seen comments against Ken, Rob, everyone and their mother. And I don't say a goddamn thing. 4,000 receipts of what? I worked at VMP, worked at Lund. And around that time, files ended up on Dropbox after Lund got rid of somebody. And I wonder. Dropboxes are everywhere. We're getting these files. I never heard of Boyd until now. He looks... Look, if he's got receipts, so do I. So does everybody. So are the people you're texting you think are your friends. Mexico Racing League in the house. Missed your videos, Luna. Where is he? Let's be honest. For everything that goes on in this industry, nothing has been said yet. Exactly, Mexico Racing League. Exactly. And Mexico Racing League, you see the stuff that happens at a slightly close level, right? Like you're slightly close to a lot of the stuff that happens. But you probably keep it off the internet because it's not going to serve anyone's purpose. It doesn't matter. So you just go, I'm just going to avoid it. But then people do go online and surrogates. And again, it's always a surrogate. Because I don't think Rob gives two shits about me. I think his people do. The people that he fucks with do. And they're using him as a surrogate, unfortunately, which sucks. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Two Whipple employees have frequented on this chat, but asked talk shit on them. Two Whipple employees have frequented this chat, but asked talk shit. I don't know what he's talking about. What would Rob shake more? Alex wanting to fight or one day without alcohol? Come on. See, that's why I shouldn't even play these things. Is he the same guy that couldn't make a fast 10 or 80 car until 2019? I only read it because they're paid and you guys get mad when I don't say the paid questions. Let me scroll up to make sure I got all the paid questions. I got 337 speed, the 100. Thank you very much for that. Really, really appreciate the shit out of that. 742, by the way. Why was Rob and Jared at the Lund office a little while back? Yeah, I had a talk about that. I had a talk about that with them, and they thought it'd be funny. They put a picture, unbeknownst to the Lunds, it was a dig at me. Right. So what they did was they used the Lunds to post a picture to dig at me, and I told them this is what happened. And I don't know if senior cares to get into the drama or not, but I would have been like, bro, no pictures. But at the time, you know, everything was kosher because they are a dealer. I don't know. Smasher says, I don't get all this stupid infighting. We're all part of the same community. No, we're not, Smasher Devourer. No, we're not. There's pieces of shit. Then there's good people. Unfortunately, when you lift up the rug, the cockroaches start fucking running. They're all shit. They're all shit. When I got in this industry, everyone is shit. Maybe 3 or 4 people I've met in the early stages of me tuning were decent. Keep paying out so you can talk shit. Exactly. stop it. Who drinks on a podcast? Yeah, look, what are you going to do? I'm convinced that at this point, the racing industry just sucks ass. Liars, thieves, greed. I'm just going to join old guys at Cars and Coffee. That's why I don't give a fuck about racing anymore, Colby88. I don't care about Texas 2K. I think it's bullshit. I don't care about FL2K. I don't care about anything, because when you get down to the brass tacks, it's all shit. And I'm like, I don't know, it's not fun. Like it's not fun at all. At the end of the day, you want to go somewhere where everyone seems to, like, maybe I'm old, right? I mean I am old, but back in the 90s we raced for fun, and it was fun, and I would help my buddy Freddie fix his car, he'd help me fix my car, we'd race each other. But that was before social media. And apparently, in grudge racing, yes, Nixon Tarpia, there's a lot of fakes in the industry. A lot of fakes. I don't know why that comment was highlighted. I'm blown away that even in grudge racing, there is an issue with social media. Apparently, a lot of people are afraid to race in the grudge scene. And this is why. Because it's very public. Before social media, you could race 30 people, lose 10 times, and then you go to a completely new grudge race and said you're undefeated. You could lie. You could say, you didn't lie. Look, this guy locked in with whatever, and he gapped you. So because of video evidence and social media and the way people meme everything, it ended up making people scared to go racing. I don't care about racing because even if you win, you lose. And I found that out in Florida. When I moved to Florida, I met a guy that no matter what you did, you would lose the race. Lose the race. If you beat him by 2 cars at the end of the quarter mile and he goes past you after the half mile when you're slowing down, he'll say he beat you. So then I started going, oh my God, there's people in this on this planet that the moment you agree to race them, You already lost. You already lost. Already lost. Yeah, I don't know what screenshots he's talking about, but if you want to talk screenshots, look, the people that have the receipts are not me. Are people you talk to in confidence. Like, the people you talk to in confidence have those screenshots. So if you want to do screenshot bullshit, that 10-year-old stuff, cool. But I know my chops. I know my past. I know my history, how I got in this industry. Things happen, you know, things happen. Like, though, again, that's why I don't mention his former employer at all, because I don't have a beef with him at all. Like, zero. But do I have history with the guy? Absolutely. But why grind an axe? There's no upside. There's literally no upside. Around that time, BMR tried to get me fired, Kelly Aiken. Around that time, JLT tried to get me fired. And I was literally, you know, struggling for a little while. And you got to do what you got to do. But then, once I got back on my feet, oh, those people were nice and quiet. I find it funny that he defended a personal friend by listing two negatives and one positive. That was one more negative than you've ever listed. Oh, man. And yes, exactly. That's the problem. Senate got to go fast. Grudge racing, social media, people get brave. Maybe he got, the camera got in on him and he was getting a little brave, but I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I guess. So drinking Modelo and shades makes every fax, I guess so. As long as your boss has your back, let the haters talk. I mean, look, at this point, what I've done to prove my loyalty to Lund the second time, because the first time was tumultuous. Not because of Lund. The first time was a problem, okay? I had to come to Florida, figure out that I moved my whole life for a situation that was fucked up. Super fucked up situation. Then that blew up. He still wanted me to work for him. I said, the trust was a little bit kind of gone, and I'm like, hey, fuck Pennsylvania. I'm not going to Pennsylvania. I just came from Massachusetts. And then he's like, all right, cool. And then VMP picked me up. VMP had to talk to Lund so that I can be hired at VMP. And then Lund had to talk to VMP so I could be rehired at Lund. At this point, anything that happened around that time, nobody cares. Just another, I'll hit the math curve tuner. Alex, did you see Tony Bolton in the comments? Another stand, dude, come on. And that's the problem. Like, you're surrounded by, okay, imagine you have a group of friends that the reason you're friends is because you hate Alex. The reason you are friends is because you hate Alex. Woof. That's like that's like being in an AA meeting, right? Like, people in an AA meeting have a problem, and they're there to hash out their problems against alcohol. Apparently, these guys are all there to hash out their problems against me, and they'll produce shit. They'll do with modern technology, dude. They're gonna do everything on the planet to make it look like I'm a piece of shit, which is cool. Because why now? Out of all times, if you had all this stuff, why now? Like, why now? Because of On Three, or because I'm going in on people that misinform the public about what cars should be making on pump gas? I think, to be honest with you, I think that might be the sticking point. Because if I don't matter, I shouldn't be affecting your sales by telling the customers the truth, right? VMP, I worked for them, but I am going to call out that the practice of saying 93 octane and having an octane booster in the tank is false advertising. So I think Lethal did it. I think VMP did it. And I think if you're going to have catalytic converters in your car long term, you're going to have issues. I think, if anything, that's the focal point of everything. The Lunds are classy people, honest and hardworking. Everyone wishes their boss was like that. Yeah, apparently. Valley Racing made me realize street racing isn't for me. And I guess he called an ESS kit bottom of the barrel, which I thought was kind of funny, because if you have put together a turbo, a ESS kit, if you put it together, you'll realize it was thought out really well. The bracket was designed really well. The head unit was designed really well. And the belt routing and the belt wrap was designed really well. How do I know the ESS kit is decent? I installed one. Have you? And if you have not, how are you getting your opinion? I thought the show didn't matter. At least they'll be friends forever since beef with Alex is forever. There's one link. There's one in 1,000 odds that if someone is hating on Alex, Tony Fubolton is in the comments in there. Absolutely. I've never seen someone so obsessed with you more than Tony Fubolton. I see that dude everywhere just shitting on you when he gets the chance. It's because I kicked him off the show. I kicked him off the show because he was being a stan. He was tuned by Rob, right? And then when it came out that those files were maybe old, again, I don't have, I have zero verification on this. Do I have a tune from Carlisle Nationals that verified some stuff that was happening back then? Oh yeah. But what, why use it? But now they're speaking my name. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't think this is going to go the way you think it's going to go. What's real crazy is how close I was buying an On3 kit F-150 after you say they make power. Listen to this. Ken's Couch says, what's real crazy is how close I was to buying an On3 kit for F-150 after you, me, saying it has power. I was willing to deal with fitment issues, having the kits installed, having three kits installed myself. After that, no. After that post, no. So he lost On3 a customer when I gave On3 a customer. Because they make power, fitment is not good. So you have to have high proclivity of installation and fabrication knowledge. So this is what I want to try to avoid with the customer. If a customer has limited tools, he has a Craftsman 100 tool set, and he's in his driveway, and he wants to install a turbo kit, and he asks me, somebody that has experience with all turbo kits, he would say, Alex, which one would you install? I would say, honestly, spend the money if it's a Gen 1 and get a fluid twin turbo kit. If not, get a Hellion twin turbo kit. If you can swing it, Aldo stuff. But if you have a high mechanical aptitude, an On3 kit is fine. It's probably going to save you a couple thousand bucks. And he's like, well, I don't have that mechanical aptitude. It's my only car, and I want to see if I can hammer this out over a weekend. I'm like, this kit's not for you. Now, shops that have the ability to stuff in margin, let's say Evan Smith. Is it Evan Smith? I keep saying his name wrong and he gets mad at me. It's Evan something. I'm sorry. It's Evan Stevens? Evan Smith. Okay. So let's say Evan Smith gets three On3 kits, puts them on the shelf, puts one in and goes, okay, I know what to expect. The next job, I'm going to charge 12 and a half hours. Okay, that's 14, 15, 1600 bucks. And now he knows what to do, but he gets it done in 8 hours. Still charge 12 hours because that was baked in on learning how to install the kit. And now shops can now go, okay, these are the issues I see with this kit, but we're going to keep the labor rate at the same spot because we had to learn the hard way. And that's how we bake in some margin, meaning make money. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But me saying the obvious is a bad thing? Alex, Wicked50 says, took your advice and checked my high flow cat on my 17 boosted GT, making 730 horsepower, and one had started to melt. Thanks for the info. I don't know. I'm just talking shit on catalytic. I'm surprised the catalytic converter company didn't hit me up and go on a Stay Hard podcast and say, oh my God, this guy's a punk. He's talking all this shit. How dare he say catalytic converters melt with boost? I saved his engine. Another reminder that this piece of shit scammed a dude with a bent frame car. Who's this? Not me. Me? I scammed someone with a bent frame car? Alex isn't going to tell you a certain kit is for you because he wants to waste your time? Alex isn't going to tell you a certain kit isn't for you because he wants to waste your time. He's trying to make your build process simple and easy for the customer. I was like, where are you going with this? Chuck says, you aren't paying for how long it takes me to install something, Chuck from C&D Auto Tech says. He says, you are paying for all the experience I have in installing it right. Yes, there's a story about an old man that gets called out to like a ship and the engine is not working or something. And he takes out a hammer, taps it in a certain spot, and the ship starts running. And they're like, okay, cool, thank you. How much? And he was like, 5,000 bucks. They said, wait a minute, all you did was tap it with a hammer. He goes, yes. All those years of me knowing how to build or how to diagnose these engines, it is not the time, it's the experience. So I knew where to hit. So knowing where to hit is the $5,000. An S550 doesn't have a frame. No, it's unibody. Like, which car did I sell somebody with a bent frame? The red car that I sold didn't have a bent frame. It had the Steeda Stop the Hop kit was broken, and I just put a new one on there, and it was fine. Just like Stay Hard Podcast. So that's the funny thing. I bet you that they like me talking shit on VMP. Like, they must have been like, oh, because that podcast might have been filmed weeks ago, right? And they probably liked the fact that I was going in on VMP because, you know, the people he deals with probably doesn't love VMP because they're now competitors for the same thing, Whipple stuff. So all of a sudden, they were like, oh, shit, the heat's off of us. Then the podcast airs and they go, God damn it. Why did we need this smoke? I don't know why you needed that smoke. Elva Glogger says he saw someone call bullshit and decided to defend bullshit. I made sure to point out all that reels on the real podcast. I wonder if his opinion on ESS has anything to do with the recommended tuners list, not including Rob after they took him off one day. Wonder why. If it had a dead body in the back, though, right. $5 for the scammer, $49.95 for the hammer, $49.95 for knowing where to hit it. Exactly. I decided at the time the amount of people looking for a deal is annoying, so I can understand the experience fee. How would we know if the red car had that? He's the dead dad. Complete bullshit. So where's Duncan? What's Duncan saying? Duncan, okay, gotcha. Doesn't Boyd's dad performance shop make more money? No, look, I'm not gonna talk shit on Kenny. While I worked there, he treated me good. I do have the Fairmont for a reason, but he treated me good. So I'm not gonna go on a vendetta against Kenny. I actually respect Kenny. Boyd, I don't hate him. I just go, so you made Lund look bad by this Rob situation in the middle of your car trying to run a record. I defended Lund, and understandably so, I defended Lund. Maybe it was a little hard to, like, you know, maybe life's hard, bro. If you make decisions like that, I'm going to defend Lund like a fucking angry pit bull because that's my people. So if you lost some kind of dealer status with us because of your actions, don't look at me. If you're happy with your guy, why even mention my name? Oh, so he's talking shit on ESS because they don't recommend his tunes. They tell everyone to go to Lund because it works. Yeah, 100%. Dropping a like, catch replay. Thank you very much. So since you don't like BMR, what K member do you recommend to lower the engine of the GT500 for a little more header clearance? Now, I'm not sure about it, but I think Team Z has an S197 K member. Yeah, hush money was given to me. But again, I earned hush money. I had to sell parts around the shop on my own, on my time, to buy it as a shop project. And that didn't materialize, and when I quit, he gave it to me. How many times has Lund Racing helped Boyd at Midnight? Don't bring Midnight into this. Yeah, Jamin, there's things I don't say. Has dude ever had a Coyote Swap cartoon? No. Oh, by the way, I had a Coyote Swap Fairmont. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Cars that I have tuned and vetted that I have owned. Gen 1 Mustang auto and manual. Gen 2 auto. Gen 3 manual. 18 F-150. GT500. And a Coyote Swapped Fairmont that went 8.7 its first time out. I forgot about that. I even fucks with the Coyote Swap stuff. Team ZK member is the shit. There you go. He said Gene Gray earlier. That's the name for the new car, right? Team Z does have an S197K member. How the fuck do we have less likes than... what I heard was Boyd being... I don't care. I'm new to the channel. What's wrong with BMR? Cornfed Cow, I love you. It's really personal preference at this point. The person that I disliked at BMR is not there anymore, but he's still kind of, you know, is affiliated. But I had issues with BMR parts. Their rep did not like that I was making those things vocal back in like 2016. Tried to get me fired at Lund because I was talking shit on the parts because they're no good. And then tried to talk shit again later on. And then he did some shady shit with different tuners that were let go by Lund. And it was just a shit show from then on. Alex, do not say this out loud. Thank you. Just installed the teal catch can on my 2019 Kaboom. Alex, to my Coyote Swap, but hey, this guy doesn't know shit. And this is what they'll say, Duncan Dixon Coffee. Jesus. Well, Alex wouldn't be shit without Lund.
I work at Lund. Holy shit.
Like I am blown away how dense the attuning community is. Do you think I have any interest in tuning for anybody else but Lund? Do you think I have any interest in going on my own and dealing with y'all motherfuckers? No offense. They treat me good. I get paid well. We're part of a big system that supports everything. So when the Grey Goose goes out there and runs a number, I feel proud. Maybe I didn't have a direct impact on the Grey Goose, obviously. But hammering away tunes, defending the company, making sure that the company has a good standing and good customer service and the tunes are getting fulfilled in a timely manner allowed Senior and Junior to get the Grey Goose done up. Money, time, effort, lining Senior up, supporting, just being there, that matters. I had BMR shit on my 18 GT and they didn't do shit for it. Still wouldn't hook. 33 timings of La Luz. Any thoughts on Celine, Yellow Label, S550, good or bad? No idea. Can we talk about GESI cats? Now, Ken Phillips, let's end it there. Lund is Borg. Insulting Alex is insulting Senior or Junior. Oh, Mexico Racing League, GESI cats melt too. Okay, they do have like 1,000 horse cats, but man, it's really difficult to keep cats cool. You have to shove. Okay, so catalytic converter protection is basically a dumping of fuel. And then what they do to counteract the rich condition so it doesn't go into a misfire is they add timing. That's why Roush kits make power. Roush kits make 620 rear-wheel horsepower on a Phase 2 package with a warranty and emissions legal with LU47s, but they dump a bunch of fuel under catalytic converter protection. So you data log the car, go wide open throttle. It goes from 0.77 lambda down to like 0.70, but spark goes from 16.5 all the way up to maybe 18 or 19 or maybe 20, depending on how rich the car is. And that's all in the effort to keep it from misfiring. That's all. Because if you go full rich, the car can misfire because it's so rich. So I'm kind of like blown away that new catalytic converter technology has not caught up. Or maybe they're cooling it in a certain way that we don't know about. They wouldn't be able to say anything. You tuned my Coyote Swap while you were with VMP. Once you left, I had a new tune sent from VMP. It bricked my SETX4 and later on my Coyote engine. I don't know. I had a Lund Tune Gen 2 Swap New Edge. Car drove like a dream and screamed to 7,500 RPMs. Best in the business. Exactly. And I rep Lund. I think what they're going to try to do is stuff like in the VMP time. Like that's the only time they might, because Mustang Lifestyle is involved in that situation. And he is salty. Again, Mustang Lifestyle and Rob probably fucking, you know, touch cheeks. Boy doesn't like me because I defended Lund against his actions. And then Lethal and those people don't like me because I'm talking about their misinformation campaign with the Whipple. So he is just the surrogate and he's being used. And shame on them. Shame on him for going along with it. EPA loves it when cars dump shitloads of fuel to cool the cats, save the planet. Based on your recommendations, should Steeda sponsor you? No, I don't think Steeda likes me either, but they don't hate me. I think Scott Boda and the people over there probably see the show as like entertainment, just like as you should. Like, guys, I'm blown away that people get mad at this show. Dude, don't watch it. Like, I block people I don't want to hear from. I don't have anybody on my Instagram, on my Facebook that I don't want to hear from. So if you watch this show so much so that you repeat it, you repeat everything I say verbatim, and you say I suck, then just stop watching the show. Just cut it off. Because it's not like they tried to live stream. Or did they? Didn't they try to live stream back in the day? And he's like, oh, Alex, 500 of his followers. Actually, it's 733 right now. How many people watched your live stream when you were out there talking with so-called experts? 20? 30? 100? Okay. And again, it's entertainment. You think I'm going to sit here and say factually correct stuff about flow rate, pounds per hour, and, you know, all this dumb shit when at the end of the day, you want to laugh, you want to talk shit, and you want to have viral clips to cut. And if you don't like it, block the show, dude. It's not that serious. Give it a rest, Noah. What's Noah saying? Nat Jew. No, there's no Noah here. Hannah says, being involved in VMP explains a lot. Like, no wonder they're bending over to... what are you going to do? I'm not going to go in there. Have you seen the new mini mid-bed O2 location cats from GESI? No, I have not. Slow Yodi says, exit hood exits for the win. Team Tummy Sticks. Best turbos for stock Gen 3? I don't know. Look, I'm not a turbo guy. I'm a supercharger guy. And I've always told you guys, if you're going to keep a car fairly stock, I'm saying appearing, you don't want to cut the hood, you don't want to do bumper exits, blower. But I understand you watch the internet and you think you need twin Wuhan whistles. And by the way, Wuhan whistle, that's funny. I didn't call it Wuhan whistle. I didn't coin the phrase Wuhan whistle. I didn't say something, something, choo-choo boys. No, that was all eBay stuff, 1320 video, and the internet started making fun of the fact that On3 is China stuff. But the funny thing is, I think they need a scapegoat and they need a face to hate. If they actually got to know me, they'd be like, he's fucking legit, bro. Like, okay, imagine I'm on your team. Imagine I'm on your team. Anybody that hates me right now, wouldn't you love me to be on your team? Everyone hated Rodman until he was on their team and he was rebounding, elbowing people, doing all this dumb shit. Everyone hates Draymond Green, but if you're a Celtic fan, you probably want that psycho on your shit. Everyone hates you, but if the opportunity came around for you to rep them, they would take it up in a heartbeat. Did anyone see Rob say how Pro Charger had fucked up design and they had to redesign it? I didn't say that. He did. Guys, all you got to do is listen to it. You don't got to take my word for it. He says everything that I say on this show. Verbatim. It didn't have a bent frame. It didn't have a bent frame. Like, I got under it and I made sure it had the Steeda Stop the Hop kit. If it had a bent frame, the Steeda Stop the Hop kit wouldn't have fit. There's bent frame. Get the fuck out of here, bent frame. Alex is the goon that everyone wants. Wuhan whistle, laugh my ass off. I've never heard that shit before, but that's hilarious. Sounds like the Howard Stern show. You hate him, but you watch to see what he says next. Alex, you got me watching from Canada. In this chat, don't reach people. Corona compressors. Late on the chat, my Metro PCS signal was not connecting. Built my motor and decided why not go Wuhan whistles and balls to the wall with it. Hypersync says, my girlfriend just walked up and said, hey, is that the guy who sleeps with us? I watched late night, never live. Everyone hated Brady until he hit free agency and everyone wanted Brady. Talking trash on Alex is a dangerous because he's Mostrita. You would be the starting lineup. Alex is the unofficial Lungoon. Alex is the Alex Jones of the car community. Gets hated on for telling the truth. I'm glad he didn't reference YOLO. Might make a comeback. Draymond got traded to the Celtics. No, what I'm saying is, if you had an opportunity to have a crazy defender like that, you'd love him. You'd love him. Brady sucks. Brady sucks. Brady sucks. Comes out of retirement. Oh, maybe the Jets. Maybe the 49ers. Maybe. I will make, if I'm fucking with you, look it. Jacob Power by the Hour fucks with me. Lund fucks with me. All the sponsors you see on the left fuck with me. Meaning, I will defend them. They give me a monthly nut to have the show up there, and I will defend them. I got Chuck at C&D Auto Tech. Doesn't necessarily sponsor, but I will defend him because I like him. I like him as a person. I've never had an issue with Chuck at C&D Auto Tech. So if anyone says anything bad about him, I'm going to be like, no, fuck you. He's a good people. Leave him alone. What's the guys up at in Ohio? Bro, every single time I want to mention him, he's so good. They built, what's the shop in Ohio? Ah, fuck. They built transmissions. They built cars. Guys, he used to fuck with Beefcake all the time. I love him. His shop's great. I've actually recommended them many times. I recommend Got Boost New York to people. You don't sponsor nothing. I recommend D&G, D&G Brandon. I recommend, Florida, I'm not a big fan of. None of the shops in Florida I would fuck with, to be honest with you. Brady was hated in Florida till he went to the Bucks. Where's everybody from? Watching from New Mexico. You know how much hate Alex would get if he was invited to talk on the Rogan podcast about the tuning industry and cars? Bro, if I ever got that big where I end up going to Joe Rogan and start, what's up, it's just a 302, and start saying stuff like, oh, you know, the tuning industry is shit, this is that, and, but again, I would never go on that show and call out specific people. That's irresponsible. Irresponsible. And again, I don't even think he's talking about me because I don't live in a 1-1. 2-2, two-car garage, and about $300,000 worth of cars. 250. Evan Stevens, certified performance. Yes, certified performance. Like him very much. Mexico Racing League, Aldo. Talk about them all the time. I give them so much props. They don't go out of their way to give me money or nothing like that, even though Mexico Racing League, I subscribe to their channel, I think, meaning I give a monthly nut, and I support them whatever they do. And we're going to be with them at Texas 2K. We're going to be with Mexico Racing League. We're going to hang out there, you know, and just try to run the Grey Goose and see if it runs like a 50. That's the goal for the Grey Goose, honestly. And by the way, no shows next week. I'm going to be gone. Fuck me. Oh, driving 1,000 miles. So the Grey Goose can make 3 licks. It's going to rain. Brian Campbell at Finish Line Performance. There it is. So all those people fuck with me. All those people think I'm good people. But you think those two guys are coming from a silly place? Because I would say 80% of the industry loves the shit I do. So who's Noah? Where's Noah? Let me see. I want to read Noah. Where hood struts attach is not supposed to be like that. Doesn't matter what you say. Oh, did you buy it? Did you buy it, Noah? Is this the car you tried to flip? Wait a minute. That car was out of my hands and it was flipped 2 times. Remember, guys, it was flipped 2 times. So when I sold that car, it went on Facebook for sale. Then it ended up in the Carolinas. Bro, stop trying to bring up drama thinking that I'm the one that sold you a fucked up car. If it was bent, why didn't you just not buy it when you saw it, if it's the guy? Wildly off topic, but did you see that Joe Rogan guest just got arrested for murder? Dude chopped up the body. No. Called out for saying shit about On3 and ProCharger, then proceeds to say shit about On3 and ProCharger. Dude's in his feelings because of those two. The Grey Goose sneak pick is fucking insane. Where is it? Is there a sneak pick? Because I didn't want to post anything because I'm good like that. I support Lund. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Bro. Stop it. Look at this. This is... what the fuck? There we go. Full screen. This is a sneak peek of the Grey Goose. That's going to be... oh, boy. So, look closely. Lights. Three-piece. 1, 2, 3-piece front end. Zeus. Fiberglass. Look at the inlets. The fiberglass work for the turbos. Look at the inlet work and the fiberglass work for the turbos. Look at the little hump here. Look at the grill, right? This is like a faux grill. It looks like the tumbler from Batman. When you see this thing in person, you are going to go, guys, the way it sits, just the way it sits, it is dumb. I can't wait for you to see it. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And I'm waiting for them to... put it out there. I don't want to, because I have so much video and stuff. I'm like, nah, this is their people. Is the dead dad still in the trunk? Maybe that's what's been in the frame. Alex is the 50 Cent of the Coyote World. Now they owe him money. We better get the interview next week for Street Alpha. I think it'll happen. If you're gone, what the fuck am I going to do to watch? I'm going to release video from the track, maybe like vlog style, just like in front of the camera, but it won't be live. Shirt worthy. Fucking love the S197 front ends. Three piece. Are we a sick week car in the future? No. Fuck no. That'd be the dumbest thing they could do. People bought a car that they knew was beat to death and they're crying because it was beat to death. And Chapa says, how do I get a lung tune? S197s look sexy as hell. It looks like detailed drawing. All those Zeus fasteners give me hand cramps just looking at them. Damn, I wish my car looked that good. Careful of black ice. It sneaks up on you. He's flying. Did you mean black ice? Noah owns a black SF50. He's trolling. Gotcha. He's flying on rooftops. We get in a facelift Grey Goose shirt. And someone said, which Joe Rogan guest? I don't know which Joe Rogan guest. Let me Google it. Are you driving the Gen 1 out there? No. I'm driving the fucking F450. Oh, don't get me started. It's 16 hours. Let me see. Ennis, Texas. I think a Demonology might be out there. I might meet him. It's going to be raining, so I'm sure. Opening maps, and we're going to be, we're going to take off from Brooksville. Directions. Come on, motherfucker. Directions. Brooksville, Florida. Look at this. Oh, come on, internet. Let's go. 16 fucking hours, bro. Because I want nothing better than to just drive for a whole fucking day. 2 days. Oh, my Lord. So, okay, that's 16 hours. But I'm driving from here. I'm driving from West Palm Beach to Brooksville, from Brooksville to... Dude, I am not looking forward to this at all. Thank God it's my last event. I will not go to any more events. I'm done. No, thank you. We got three badass tracks here. We got SGMP. We got four badass tracks here. SGMP, Gainesville, Orlando, Bradenton. We should not go anywhere. Stay in the state. What the fuck? Mexico Racing League says, how much do you to do a live podcast from the suite at Texas 2K? You know how much stuff I got to bring, bro? And it's got to be controlled. And we have like one mic. It won't be the setup you got. You mean you're going to do a live with me or I do a live with you? Because I don't have the setup. It would just be a one-person deal. If you got the mics and everything and you set it up over there on your channel, you don't need to do shit. I'll just show up. Just let me know when. No problem. Absolutely. And again, I'm not going to go in on people because that's irresponsible. I'm just going to do my thing and talk on a positive tip. Just like you do, Brian Luna. You know how much drama you're indirectly a part of. Like, you know it. Like, you know it. We all know it. But you don't say nothing, right? But then imagine someone in that group pops off about drama. And then they mention you. Do you go, fuck, am I just going to ignore it? No, you can't ignore it because they're questioning your character. So I'm like, okay, cool, here we go. And I'm just responding because I didn't start this one. This one I did not start. But I'll finish it. Any clue if Joe Steele is going to go to Texas 2K? No idea. Anyone curious, Joe Rogan guest was Sheldon Johnson. I agree, stay in the South, man. Better tracks, no doubt. I don't know why. To be honest with you, I don't know why we're going to 2K. But we're going. It's such a nothing, but we're going. And it's going to rain. It's going to rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, okay, then they draw out the track. So this is what's going to happen. Bet me. Get there on Tuesday, do a hit, spins, because the track ain't ready. Then roll racing happens. Sunny and beautiful, all roll racing long. I'm saying gorgeous weather, all roll racing event long. GTRs, Lambos crashing, no parachutes, no cages. Awesome weather. Roll racing is over. Thunderstorm. Gets wet. They tried to prep the track. Thunderstorms again. Oh, we're washed out for 2 days. Saturday. Then he announces on the... because I can hear it. He announces it over the thing. Okay, guys, the weather fucked us. You got one qualifier, and that's it. We go out there, spin. 8-0 at 200. Oh, you can't break out now. You can't break out of that 8-0. You got to stick to that 8-0. You know how many Texas 2K's experiences have gone like that for me? At least three. GTR All Down Nationals, Bumble Swipes. Yeah, GTR class shouldn't exist. You want Texas 2K to go smoothly? The GTR class should not exist. Yeah, Bumble Swipes. Yeah, I'll be Bumble Swiping over there. John Lund is a G and wants to put a nail in the coffin of the haters. At this point, we're playing in our own sandbox. Brett's car is different. Brett's car is built different. Brett's car is configured different. We're not in the same league. We're just not. We're in the stock computer game. The coolest thing that could happen at 2K is Brian Luna backs up his 6. We run a personal best better than a 676. So it'd be anything in the 60s. And if we can touch the 50s, but then what? Then what do you do with that car? That's the thing I've thought about, too. I've thought about that a lot. What do you do with the car then? Just sits. Or you race it locally in, like, Extreme 28 events, Reunion, FL2K, stuff like that. And, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to be stuck in the fast class. You're going to be stuck in the classes where guys like Cletus is running 620s, 630s. Brett's running 620s, 630s. Other cars are running that crazy number. Like, legit race cars. And we're out there with a stock computer and a 6R80. And eventually, we're going to be outgunned. So then where does that leave that car? In limbo. Let's see. Let's set a bet. Oh, my God. Stop it, Duncan. I'm not going to talk about... Look, those are personal attacks. I will not say that. Again, I have no issue with Justin. I have no issue with them personally, but I'm sure as fuck going to talk about what I saw. Can't wait to hear the Peter Circle Jerk 10 second to Jay-Z. 3-3 speed, I'm glad you mirror what everyone else feels about TX2K. TX2K is fine. There's nothing wrong with TX2K. But the of the 2J stuff and just the verbose and the da 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 da. So I watched the World Series of Pro Mod and I thought it was cool. But the promoter doesn't have to be on the camera all the time. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to promote the race and let the racers do their thing. But I understand wanting to show your support. Honestly, I love people that just sit in the background and just do their thing and let the racers get all of the glory. You put it together, props to you, stay in the background, do your thing. TX2K, I think Peter, you know, rightfully it's his, so he can do whatever he wants. But I would love for someone just to sit in the background. We don't need all the talking. We don't need all the talking. We need more racing. Wonder how cars like Lund's or Brett's are going to do in roll race against GTRs and Lambos if they were set up for that. Of course, they do well. They do really well. It'd be over 200. So Dan Rue on the Street Alpha podcast did say Mustangs, when set up for roll racing, they go out in the first round. He's 100% right. Because the fucking fastest cars on property in the quarter are Mustangs. And they're set up for the quarter, whether it be LS swap, whether it be big block, whatever. But Mustang bodies and chassis or designs are fastest cars, usually, on property most of the time. So let's say you take the Grey Goose as it currently sits. You have the ability to shove 50 pounds of boost down its throat. And you make the Grey Goose a roll racing car. You don't think the Grey Goose would get out of the first round? I think the Grey Goose would get out of the first round because it'd be trapping probably 220. And how fast are the fastest Lambos and GTR? What is the fastest anyone has ever gone in a roll race at Texas 2K? Oh, stop it. Stop it. Jesus Christ. You guys are going in. Just hope those guys at Texas 2K keep that heat in the engines. Hoping Vince McMahon goes to 2K. I'm super late. At my son's T-ball practice, what the fuck is up with that live profile video? Hey, he went on personal attacks and I just simply used something that was public and said, this is the guy talking shit on me. I don't know what your motivation was. Hey, Rob, let's talk. Let's end it here. Rob, I don't know what the fuck your motivation was. I never even gave a fuck about you. But you're being used, I think. Or if your motivation is to start shit, you're starting shit with not just me. You're starting shit with a lot of people and a lot of people that have a mutual, let's say, interest, companies, all this stuff. So the personal attacks, you can address those with me personally. If I said something that was incorrect, aka the On3 stuff, which you then parroted, I don't see that being incorrect. I literally said they make power. They need to be put on three times and they're made in China. You said they're made in China, not me. So either you're being used to be a surrogate shit talker, or you were a little tipsy doing that shit. There's no fucking way in your right mind you thought that was going to be a good idea and that I wasn't going to respond and that you think you have something on me. And whatever you got on me, bro, I bet you it's a whole bunch of nothing. A whole bunch of nothing. Because what, not me, because I don't care about you, but what people that I know have on you, that's not my fight. So yeah, I think you should really think it through. Let's see if you're going to keep on with this bullshit. We're going to have to meet up because you personally attacked me. And then on the professional stuff, what you literally parroted what I was saying. So I don't even know where the fuck it come from with that shit. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's goofy. It's goofy behavior. I think UGR went 250s last year. Shit. Alice is going to visit San Antonio Gorditas. By the way, March 14th, spaceship is launching. So March 14th, Starship in Boca Chica is launching. So I am actually genuinely excited to be in Texas to watch the launch, even if it's from, you know, 150 miles away or whatever. I actually can't wait to watch that. Anyway, Anyway, to retrieve a baseball from Tomb without y'all having a ticket number? Not sure. You should have used the picture of Jared in a bikini sitting on Rob's lap for the thumbnail. No, I had a bunch of letters. It had a bunch of words on it. And again, that involves... Actually, that's both of them there. And that's why I think that's happening. I think they're trying to just gang up on me. Like, think about that. If you shoot down Alex, who else are you shooting down by proxy? They have not thought it through. They really haven't. Have a tune off. Get the fuck out of here. Tune off. I never give a fuck about that Rob guy ever, so don't. Gotcha. Mike Tyson fighting on Netflix. Yeah, that's weird. Good enough performance. Became a multi-level member. Joe Goodenough. I owe my early Coyote knowledge to you. I learned the most while working at VMP. We were limited in what we had, right? We were limited in software, limited in everything, but we somehow made it happen. Shout out to Joe Goodenough. He is literally the person that got me on game. And then I just took it to another level in a different way at Lund Racing. That's all. But thank you so much for being a putty level. Pro Charge B says, Slow 99, he did a great job with my tune. Runs amazing. Makes great power. Can we get some cliff notes? What's going on? Nope. Go back and watch it again. And homeboy needs to be slapped. Internet isn't a safe space. And again, I'm not threatening violence. But if you're going to want personal attacks against me, I would hope you can cash those fucking words in with your body. And based on what I saw, I don't think you can. So, again, I don't have any personal beef, but if you want some smoke, I guess, fuck. I mean, who knew this was percolating somewhere on the internet? All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. So we addressed Homeboy's comments because I'm just literally replying to his dumb shit. He parroted exactly what I said about On3, saying that they're not built here, that they have fitment issues. He said Pro Chargers sucked, and now they don't, just like what I said. So I'm kind of blown away that he's using my words against me in defense of companies and people and everything else. He literally watches all of my show and parrots everything I say and regurgitates it as if it's knowledge that he learned somewhere. All right, guys. Again, guys, thank you very much for hanging out with me. We talked about EPA. We talked about Rob. Again, this should be the end of it. You be smart. Be smart. I'm giving you really good advice. Be smart. It's only going to end badly. Not for me. This show thrives. This show is called Talking Shit. So this show thrives on the drama. So I'm just giving you some good advice. You're being used. So recognize that. All right, guys. I'm out of here. See you guys later. See you on shit. I don't know. Keep in touch online, and I'll try to let you guys know when I will be live, if I do go live from Texas 2K, because I'm sure it's going to be raining 3 or 4 days. Unfortunately, I got to bring my laptop and I got to tune like normal while being away. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. All right, guys, I'm out.